This is the Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with US President Donald Trump on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Avignon, France. The two leaders reviewed the progress made under the India-US Compact initiative, including cooperation in defense, trade, energy, and people-to-people ties. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership and promoting peace, stability, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. The Prime Minister reiterated his appreciation for President Trump's efforts in ensuring the restoration of peace and stability in West Asia. Mr. Modi also reiterated the importance of ensuring the safety and security of civilians, including seafarers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for a safe, inclusive, and human-centric approach to artificial intelligence, stressing that the true measures of AI lies not in the power of machines, but in how effectively it empowers ordinary people. Addressing the session on ensuring a safe, rapid, and efficient rollout of AI during the G7 summit in Avignon, France, Mr. Modi said, "Artificial intelligence has the potential to transform every aspect of human life." However, he underlined that the technology must be guided by values, responsible design, and effective governance. Highlighting the need to protect children in the digital age, the Prime Minister cautioned that while AI can enhance learning and creativity, it can also expose young users to misinformation, deepfakes, and exploitation if proper safeguards are not put in place. The G7 leaders adopted three key declarations aimed at promoting balanced, durable, and resilient growth, securing critical mineral supply chains, and creating a safer digital space for miners, with several partner countries extending support to the initiatives. During the G7 summit in Avignon, France, the leaders issued a statement on balanced and resilient growth, stressing the need for stable energy markets, secure supply chains, and reforms in global economic institutions. They emphasized the importance of restoring safe navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, avoiding arbitrary export restrictions, and addressing widening global economic imbalances. The leaders also adopted a declaration focused on creating a safer digital space for miners. India and United Kingdom have announced that the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, will enter into force on 15th of July this year. Ministry of Commerce and Industries informed that the Agreement on Social Security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention, DCC, will come into effect on the same day. The ministry also noted that the period of exemption under DCC has been increased from 3 years to 5 years, marking a major gain for India's temporary workers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reviewed the National Cyber Crime Helpline 1930 at a high-level meeting in New Delhi and directed the officials to revamp the system. The meeting also reviewed various citizen-centric mechanisms established to provide immediate relief to citizens from cyber crimes, especially cyber financial frauds. Mr. Shah directed to comprehensively modernize and upgrade the helpline system through the adoption of advanced technologies, including artificial intelligence. He said that the upgraded system should facilitate faster complaint registration, intelligent call routing, and effective management of citizens' grievances. He directed that the 1930 call centers operating across states and union territories should be further strengthened in terms of technology and infrastructure. Polling for 11 Maharashtra Legislative Council seats from local authorities' constituencies will be held today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. with counting of votes scheduled for 22nd of this month. 31 candidates are in the fray for the 11 seats, while 6 constituencies have already been decided unopposed. A total of 7,043 electors comprising members of municipal corporations, municipal councils and Zilla Parishads are eligible to vote. And President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 5-day visit to Madhya Pradesh and Odisha beginning today. The President's Secretariat said that on the first day of her visit, President Murmu will attend a program on the empowerment of tribal society through spiritual awakening at Betul in Madhya Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.